His name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. We are the resistance. Join us and share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
We're going into overdrive. We are putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Gonna break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is gonna stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla. That's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, non-violently.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to...
ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I have been listening to that intro for the better part of two decades now. That is so iconic. I love the iconic liners that we have on the Alex Jones Show. My father, he invented the genre of alternative media, showing anyone they could be a broadcaster, a podcaster, if they had the crew, the equipment, and the drive to do it, basically live all the time, because that's what makes you great is live performance. And, you know, over the years, I have learned so much and I've witnessed so much and I've seen so much, both from the crew, my father, various hosts, various guests, you name it. And I was kind of thinking about this yesterday anyway, and then I saw kind of the interlude or little thing between my father and Roger Stone, right? And this really made me think back to what I consider in my mind to be the golden era, which is like, you know, 2014 to 2018, the time right before and then during the referendum on the Iraq war, where we got Donald Trump elected and we beat Hillary Clinton and we were a big factor in doing that. That's why we got taken out, right? And that's just established mainline history at this point. But I think back to being, must have been like 15, about to be 16 years old, something like that. I think back to when we had this house on the lake, and we had a wakeboarding boat, and me and my dad and Roger Stone and a few other people out on the boat having conversations about life right over by the dam, over by Lake Travis. Man, those are some crazy memories. I feel like Forrest Gump. Like a lot, I am Forrest Gump. That's actually a good premise for a movie, honestly. I've met Jesse Ventura, Louis Farrakhan, Roger Stone, a lot of other crazy people, really cool, influential, important people over the years for a wide variety of backgrounds and perspectives. And the thing that I can tell you universally is that people are people and everyone puts their pants on one leg at a time. But it truly is the end of an era. I remember being on a wakeboarding boat with my dad and Roger Stone back in what must have been 2017, told me some facts about the world. That time period felt like it was never going to end, but it sure did. Time flies. Moral of this story. Can we just play a little bit of that clip from my dad?
Well, my old friend Roger Stone, who more than 10 years ago recruited me to support President Trump, has come out today on X and said that he is no longer going to appear on my show because I've called for Trump's impeachment or the 25th Amendment, whatever it takes, the War Powers Act being implemented by Congress to stop this disastrous war, killing our country, killing the economy, and empowering Iran. And that's fine. I get he's loyal to Trump, that pardoned him. They're old friends going back 50 years. I have a Stone Roger about 15. So that's fine. I'm not mad at Roger at all. He's not like Laura Loomer over there hanging out with the founder of the Azov Battalion telling us there's no Nazis in Ukraine. At the end of the day, I agree with most of the issues and things he stands for. But let's talk about what this is really all about. Anybody now in the Trump orbit that questions anything like Tucker Carlson and countless others is called a panicker, is called a bad person. That's fine. I want to be separated from Trump and what he's turned into the last year, covering up Epstein, saying it doesn't exist, saying you're not MAGA if you believe Epstein.
All right, let's pause it here.
Crimes exist. Well,
let's get into that, right? Because we didn't switch up. Trump switched up on us. And to say, hey, everything you voted for, everything you wanted, not only are you not getting it, you're getting the opposite and you must accept it and be grateful. Where is our agency if we don't stand up and say no to that? Like, walk me down the line. This is what Andrew Wilson said yesterday, is we lobby the lobbyists, which is just like,
can I have some crack, please? Like, I'd like to smoke some fentanyl of foil. You want to break the fetty out? Like, it's just, it's completely bonker town on its face. And Roger says, those were the good old days. Yeah, they were. And during that time period, Trump lost money as president. He has now enriched himself with $2.2 billion. His children are all around the planet making Hunter Biden blush. They're doing all these regional conflicts and now the global war in service of greater Israel. And if you don't call that out, and if you don't say, this is what I should have said to Andrew when he said, oh, you're going to vote for the Democrats, vote for the Democrats, you're going to destroy the country. We're an occupied nation. Both parties are occupied. We're occupied right now. And if you say our side isn't occupied and that we can actually affect change, I just interviewed top experts about this like I do every single day. And don't listen to me. The proof is in the pudding. People are predicting energy world war and they're not even predicting it. It's already happening. And I go back to my Twitter. There's a Ben Garrison cartoon that I retweeted or quote tweeted Ben Garrison with, because Ben Garrison, of course, classic, very talented cartoonist from back in the day and still currently, he joined Roger Stone saying, oh, yeah, well, cut ties with Alex Jones as well. Done with him, too. And it's just like, bro, we had that frame thing. We still have it. Rob Dew has it. It's iconic. This is in the office frame for like 20 years, okay? Or however long it's existed, like 15 years, 2012. The March of Tyranny. All right, left foot Democrats, right foot Republican. Ow, next time I'll vote Republican. Democrat kicks you in the butt. Next time I'll vote Democrat. What changed? What changed, Ben Garrison? Why is it now okay that it's Trump and I guess it was always the Zionists doing it, right? How is that acceptable? How do you square this ideology with the trust in Trump, don't be a panicking ideology? You can't, you won't, you don't. It's not rational. You can disagree with my perspective on punishing the Republicans, but you can't say, oh, well, I have a solution. What are you going to do? Glaze them harder, lick the boot harder, kiss ass harder? That doesn't work. It only emboldens them, and they're not even in charge, right? So if they're not in charge and somebody else is running the country, why does it matter? You have no agency and your coalition is weak. And this is the reality. Roger Stone is someone that's been in politics literally forever as an influence guy, as whatever you want to say, right? The time of that is coming to an end for a lot of people. All right. I'm going to be around for a long time. A lot of people are going to be around for a long time. It's time to let the youth have a chance in this country. It's time to stop doing YMCA dances. It's time to stop doing, we're bringing the 50s back, but the boomer version of the 50s where we get it and you don't. Ha ha ha. That's all going away. The reality is the older generations of this country allowed mass migration, both legal and illegal, for years and years and years. And the current situation that we are in, even if we are able to stop the wars, even if we are able to stop the global famine, even if we are able to secure our border, whatever that means, this country is going to have long-seated deep scars and battle lines drawn in it that will be fought over for decades and decades to come. And that comes from the division that has been sown as a result of us being an occupied nation. And as our priority has always been for the past 50 years, foreign over domestic. We don't care about the people here. The people here are to be extracted from. Okay. We are in a prison that we have been convinced is a palace because everyone else lives in a worse prison. And that doesn't work. That logic doesn't follow. It's the classic Trump line of you think we're so innocent. So, yeah, we're on a different side of things than Roger Stone. We're not 80 years old. We're not establishment Republican Party figures. We don't really care about that stuff. We care about pro-humanity, grill a steak, be able to afford food and gasoline. And I think that's where a lot more people are. I think a lot more people have that position and have the position of I'm a donkey. I'm an elephant. You're not a donkey. You're not an elephant. You're a human being. I went to not my dad's parents, my mom's parents. My grandma died last year and I went to the reception or whatever. And there's like 90-year-old people coming in. It's like, I have a donkey pit. I'm a Democrat. And it's just like, are you insane? And then this is literally all people have to talk about is this is my party. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm a donkey. I'm an elephant. I support such a cool candidate. What about the truth? What about the economy? What about the things that actually matter to people? Because when you ask people about the issues, they don't know. They only know culture war topic that they either support or hate and then candidate married to it that they support. Right? It's like, I don't really care. if the person's like, we're going to get him out of the bathrooms, Ross is going to make sure he can't compete in sports. I'm like, okay. Oh, we're going to bomb Iran and bring Jesus back. And it's just like, okay, well, that's an insane person. And just because an insane person has one opinion that I agree with, it doesn't mean I'm going to co-sign. It's like, oh, well, Larry is schizophrenic, and Larry believes the sky is blue, but he also believes that he has the right to kill you. Does that mean Larry is a sane person because he believes the sky is blue? Absolutely not. And that's the type of situation you put yourself in when you marry a candidate politically like Donald Trump who doesn't care about you and hates you. Like, he hates you. He hates you sitting at home. He hates me. He hates my dad. He hates anybody and everybody that doesn't have power that he's not able to take for himself. Right. Like, if you're willing to give up power to him and make him the big cheese, even just in his mind, you can take everything from him while you do it. He'll let you get away with murder. But if you call him out ideologically on what he promised to do and you try to hold him to account, you are the enemy. He hates you because ultimately your loyalty came cheap at the start because you took the man at his word. You believed he told the truth, but he wasn't telling the truth and he knew it. He knew he wasn't going to be able to do all this stuff. And this is what I'm really having a hard time rationalizing now, or I guess I should just say coming to terms with. When did this all truly go south? I have maintained, this is my position, that Trump was 100% real. The 2016 referendum on the Iraq war, that was all real. Even if it was politically motivated, I believed he did want to win. He wanted to win independently. Then he gets in power. Then we hear the excuses of, oh, the appointments. But it rings true because of what he went through during Russiagate. And this is how I got broken into supporting Donald Trump so vehemently, like I did literally for a decade straight. When people call me a never Trumper or a panican, I laugh because I was literally defending Donald Trump when they were probably in high school, you know, eating Doritos and jerking off or doing whatever. Like, I was literally doing apologetics, Russiagate apologetics for Donald Trump all the way back in like 2016, 2017, 2018. Right. And during this time period, you have to know, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, Hillary Clinton paid for this dossier, all completely fake. But people said this was real for years and years and years. The constant investigations, the Mueller report. I used to listen to Ben Shapiro like attack Trump. And now these people are his best friends and like confidants in Grima Wormtongue. And then I'm the bad guy? Because I believed in this man, I defended this man, and then I saw him break all his promises, and then the same people that attacked him over fake narratives became his best buddies? And then I'm the fraud? What? I was a young person. You lied to me. You fooled my ass. It is what it is. What did George Bush say? Fool me once, fool me twice, can't be fooled again. Well, I've been fooled like a trillion times, okay? And I guess it's like my dad saying, I'm kind of retarded. I guess I'm kind of dumb as F. For believing in Donald Trump. I'm on radio. I can't swear. Watch me, New American Journal in the morning, 8 a.m., 11 a.m. Subscribe on Rumble if you want to hear me curse all the time. Very fun. But, like, here's the thing. It's like, I didn't get a say, and I thought that I did. And that's why I thought it was worth it to vote for Donald Trump twice. So now you want to tell me, after my country is openly occupied with Israel, after they're about to merge, they are going to merge, they passed the bill, Section 219 and Section 612, merging CIA Mossad, and then putting an executive agent over every single department head at DOD. It's going to be one guy that's a new Secretary of State. Not Secretary of State, Secretary of War, that is loyal to a foreign power over our own. I don't care what they say. Oh, well, they're going to be loyal to America. Sure. Okay. Well, why do we need a secondary Department of War chief? Why do we need that position? Is that why we can't win the war with Iran? We could have won the war with Iran if we just had them control our military for us. And it's just like, this is what I'm talking about like people being on like hardcore drugs. You have to be on like cocaine to believe this type of stuff. It's a cocaine conversation. That's what the entire war is. And then we can buy them and just feed them. Oh, it's so amazing. We got this plan to do it. It's just, have you ever been around people trying to start a business that are off the sauce? That's what all of this stuff is. And what we voted for was completely sober, completely realistic, completely functional. It is what Trump was doing until this year, until before Operation Midnight Hammer as well. The Saudi peace summit was in like October of last year, where he said no neocon wars or no more neocon wars in the Middle East. and I got to be loyal to this MIGA after he lies to me 12 times, 12 million times a day? Like, the amount of lies that Donald Trump has told about the war, that's not a war, but also has been going on for 47 years and might last another 20 years, but we're about to win it right now. It's actually already over, is equivalent probably to the number of miles between the Earth and the moon. Forget that. The Earth and the sun. The Earth and the Andromeda galaxy. He literally, the entire war is a lie because the entire war is a war crime. It's a war of aggression. We initiated the war of aggression by either dropping the bombs, Midnight Hammer, or, this is what I believe, by killing the Ayatollah, by killing their Pope. And in the discussion debate stream I did with Andrew Wilson yesterday, watch it back, he says killing the Ayatollah isn't an act of war. Is that a rational position? Called it an assassination. Is it an assassination when we drop a bomb on somebody's house when they're in the middle of negotiations? How does that work exactly? Shout out to Ted. That's a good movie. It's me, Mark Wahlberg. I woke out at 2 a.m. in the morning. Hope he's not a Zionist, but he probably is. Is what it is. Okay. So just when I think about all this stuff, I like that movie. You guys unlocked a memory there. When I think about all this stuff and the disrespect that people have for you when you call it out and they just say, oh, so you just want to hand power to the enemy, huh? You just want to destroy the country. You want to make it communist. And it's like, well, what do you suggest that we do? Do you believe that in 2026, if the Democrats were going to win, they're going to completely irreversibly destroy the country and pack the Supreme Court? They can't do that. They're not going to be in the presidential power seat. But if you don't hold the Republicans to account and you allow them to eke by, you propagandize, you cover up for them, you lie for them, whatever, you minimize the conflict and you minimize Israel's involvement in getting us to do it, which is 100%, then let's say Republicans eke by, or let's say they hold on to the Senate. Let's say they do whatever. If or when that happens, you show them that you are still the bought and sold cuckold slaves of the Republican Party, and that you can never leave the plantation because massa nice, massa kind to us, massa don't beat us too hard. Over there, they beat them all the time. Massa treat us good. That's what all these dudes are saying. That's what Misfit Patriot is saying. That's what Jake Hilton is saying. That's essentially from a better perspective because he's smarter than them. That's what Andrew Wilson is saying. Hey, we don't have a solution besides lobbying the lobbyists. So what are you going to do come November? Because it's really not about petty voice lords on the internet debating each other. It's really about the people behind who are listening to this during their drive, during their day, sending it to their friends and family, whatever. It's up to you guys to decide, do you think this is a war or not? Did you vote for this or not? When Trump said no new wars to you, did you think, oh, we're going to get into a limited engagement, quote unquote, with Iran that was going to shut down the world economy and take away all our missile defense and destroy all our bases in the Middle East? Like, is that what you voted for? And if not, then like, what do we do exactly? I don't believe, and this is why we're definitely going to do another stream. I'm going to do more research. I don't believe there's been net negative migration. I don't believe in that at all. Who do we trust on that? The government? Because, oh, the government says that. That means it must be true. Think about the H-1B. Think about the 600,000 Chinese students. Think about all the illegals that we don't know about. And think about the fact that they used ICE in a way truly resembling the 2003 Patriot Act, which it is a part of. And instead of just saying, you can't work here, can't buy a car, we're going to fine and attack companies that hire you. Instead of doing that, which is what people like Fishback and Monty have proposed, which is the true Christian way to deal with this problem and far more effective, you know, they just shoot American citizens in the head. And you support that, oh, they were getting in the way of the ICE and we had to take care of them. That's not my position. That's not my position. ICE is very, very new. If they actually wanted to get these people out of the country, they would just pull the credit card. They would just pull the banking from them. But you'll never see that because what did Donald Trump say? What did the peace president say? What did the dear leader, Heil! Sieg Heil die Führer! What did the peace president say? Hey, my friends in ag, they need the workers. My friends in hospitality, I got a lot of friends in hospitality. And then you're going to cuck to the World War III because we're getting net negative migration. That's a lot of people's position. And if that's your position, that's fine. I'm actually looking for a solution instead of saying I already have one when I clearly don't. We don't have a solution in the Republican Party right now. Maybe we could take it over again like Trump did in 2016. But we got to be real careful. And when you look at all these people, look at Rand Paul up there criticizing Fauci. He's taking the big pharma money. It's all a lie. It's all fugazi. I don't believe it anymore, bro. I don't believe it. I need somebody with skin in the game who gave up something, who lost something to be anti-war America first. What does America first mean? Do Republican values coincide with America first values? When did that happen? Just because Trump said it? Just like he says MAGA is whatever I say it is, whoever I decide is MAGA, whoever isn't MAGA because I say. Okay, so if MAGA can go all the way from Alex Jones to Mark Levin in the time period of like under 2 years, then these definitions, these words, they don't mean anything. And if they don't mean anything, the Republican Party doesn't mean anything. And if the Republican Party doesn't mean anything, you're doomed to lose already. You can say you hate the Democrats. I do hate the Democrats. You can say you hate the DSA. I do hate the DSA. They have a platform that their people support. What do we have? Bunch of cracked out Zionists running cover for neo-Nazis in Ukraine? A bunch of explosions and bombings all the time? A bunch of like culture war, like slop politic that gets fed to people about like trannies and stuff when the reality is it's third world migrants taking over the countries and these wars as a result, they come from that? No one actually addresses that. They don't address the war when it comes to immigration. I try to talk about that multiple times. Notice how it doesn't really go there ever in the conversation. It's always about, oh, you know, it's Juan coming over here from Mexico. But we know the reality. We know about the mass Chinese illegal immigration coming through the Darien Gap. Michael Yon has talked about it. Many other people have talked about it. They want to distract you from the fact that 137 different countries sent people here. Okay, during the Biden administration. That's all a part of that 20 million. So that doesn't just stop because Trump secures the border or whatever. It will become, because of a result of famine and human osmotic pressure, it will become a World War Z scenario. Whereas if you remember, even at the beginning of the Trump thing, they were still dealing with the caravans, right? And they're able to crack down on that by getting the governments not to send them. Of course, Mexico is literally like Mexico to anyone that's like, oh, you're a Hitler. You want to have a strong border, whatever. Mexico has a wall. I don't give a F what you say. But they literally open the door and say, come on in, Guatemalans and everyone else. Go through our country. Go to the American border. You can come through here. We were able to shut that down. That's going to happen again. And when it happens again, and you actually have the Democrats in power in 2028, not in 2026, when it doesn't matter as much, you know, you're cooked. So that's not my position. I'll never support Democrats in 2028. I just ain't voting for Republicans because Republicans voted to screw me. Period. When you don't pass the War Powers Act, War Powers Resolution, that's a real problem I got. And when you don't call Trump out when you're complicit in his war crimes, I can't ever support you again. 165 little girls and their teachers too burned to death, triple tap attack that a lot of these people, including the quartering, have said that we didn't do. And the president. I guess they're in the same club there together. Yeah, I don't want to be in that club. Sounds like not a good thing to have to talk to God about. So if you're pro-war out there, I hope you listen to me. We ain't going to have a world for much longer because of people like you. Think about it. Change your mind. Grow up.
Fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Historic 32-year unbroken live broadcast, The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rex Jones, for this final segment here in the fourth hour. Harrison Smith is going to be doing a powerful transmission. War Room is coming up. You want to stay tuned for that. I'm going to do a little plug here really quick. AlexJonesLive.com. You got to go share that live link. Text your friends. Text your family. They need to know the information that you know. And I also just want to do a plug here really quick for the AlexJonesStore.com. Here's the thing. If you haven't heard yet, I invented two products for the AlexJonesStore.com. That would be Methyl Drive and Power Plant. And I've got them together in something called the Power Drive Bundle. These two supplements are made to be taken with methylene blue or just generally for mitochondrial enhancement in the dietary supplement lens. You don't have to take methylene blue with them. They're totally fine on their own. In fact, they're great. Methyl Drive has that CoQ10 and PQQ, that classic blend that we were known for back in the day with formulas like DNA Force and others. It's also got magnesium and the activated form of methylcobalamin, which is vitamin B12.
That is all for top of the line methylation support, mitochondrial energy and biogenesis support, antioxidant support, enzymatic processes support. It really is a phenomenal thing to take, especially if you're somebody that's older. CoQ10 and PQQ have a phenomenal effect, and they're really well known in the anti-aging community for that reason. Alongside Power Plant, here's the thing. If you guys remember back in the day, and I've been running around here since I was little. All right, I was a part of Knockout, Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, classic ads, formulation, all that back in the day. If you're looking for something that is going to supercharge your exercise, supercharge your vitality, supercharge your testosterone, your energy, you name it, especially if you are deficient in key minerals, I want you to check out Power Plant. Power Plant has zinc, boron, selenium, Radulia roja, which is golden root, Viking root, boost dopamine, norepinephrine in the brain. Really, really, really is subjectively used to help with exercise tolerance and other things. The Russians studied it. It's one of the first adaptogens ever to be used in like a clinical like research setting. That's what they were doing with their Olympic athletes, was giving them that. That is in this formula right now. Alongside cordyceps, which of course, elite functional mushroom, elite nootropic. Pretty much everybody knows about cordyceps mushroom now. I've got that combined with Radulia roja, combined with the boron, zinc, selenium, black pepper, combined with the CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and B12. That is all together in the Power Drive bundle from the alexjonesstore.com. And you can see that right there, the Power Plant up on screen. And these are really, really powerful. These are really, really strong. They make a great gift for somebody that's trying to get back in shape or just trying to feel better, you know, like more vitality, more energy, stuff like that. Ultimate Methyl Drive and Power Plant from the alexjonesstore.com. That's not all we got. We got so many amazing supplements, so many things I don't see plugged enough. Methylene Red is so phenomenal from a budget perspective. Somebody looking for antioxidant support, looking for mitochondrial support, somebody looking for energy, somebody looking for that. We do have that Methylene Red. That is super cool. Bigley did a great job with that. Really proprietary formula there. You do want to get that alongside the other things we have available. We've got the new Shilajit tincture. We've also got the turmeric tincture as well. Pretty much, here's the thing. If you go to a grocery store and you take a look on the shelf, in the supplement aisle, the higher grade versions of things that are going to be sold out that you see people grabbing and putting in their carts, we have that available at a better price, all online, all convenient for you. And when you sign up and become a VIP, you get to save points and get further discounts and deals. And that really contributes to the 360 win, because once you're in the system, they can give it to you at like a really, really, really fair, low, equitable price to where everybody's winning. That's what the 360 win is. You can also become an affiliate as well. There's so many amazing options that Bigley gives you at the alexjonesstore.com. I highly recommend you find out about our t-shirts. I highly recommend you find out about the hats, all the highest quality, all American made. Are you going to spend, you know, $5 less and get a cheap made in China product? Or are you going to get a made in America, made in Arkansas product? You can get a made in America product. You can get it at thealexjonesstore.com. I do want to read out the number really quick. I want to get people on the board. I want to talk to you guys. And I really want to see people's outlook on the war, where they see it developing. I also want to see people's outlook on the Charlie Kirk case, what they think about it. You can call in, let me know, about 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. Got phone lines available for you now, 512-266-0642. If you want to follow me, if you want to find more of me, I've been in the host chair here all week, but I do a daily live show every single morning, New American Journal, 8 a.m., 11 a.m. Follow me on Rumble. I'd really appreciate it if you would do that. Also do Gray Area Talks, which is the marquee evening show. That's Thursday and Sunday. Go follow Gray Area Talks and subscribe. New American Journal, I get a little more wild, so I'm not on YouTube there because I don't want to get banned. I also am just like, I don't like YouTube because of what they did, destroy my entire catalog when I was 15 years old. Now people call me a Nepo baby when I was working, doing this like 10 years before they were, just because YouTube destroyed my entire discography, essentially. So I don't like YouTube, but we are on YouTube. Follow me at Gray Area Talks on YouTube. It would mean a lot to me if you would do that. Like I said, I've been here in the chair. Last week I was doing War Room, right? I did War Room all last week, and I was still doing the live show. I was doing 6 hours a day. I think I had a 31-hour week last week. This week, it's not been the same thing. I'll give you a little inside baseball. it is weird to sit in here for like the first hour, hour and a half of the show and either not say anything or like have him ask me a quick question. Because my dad's still been hosting like the first hour, hour and a half. And there it is right there. Gray area. Go ahead and follow that on X as well. Rex Jones News with the Z as well. But like when I'm in here watching the show, my dad says so many things that I either like agree with, disagree with, I want to comment on. And it's kind of, it's hard to get started after a while, but it's been really enjoyable. I've really appreciated getting to connect with a wider audience. I have been doing this since I was literally like 6 years old. Like I've been running around the office, the studio. My first on-air appearance was, I believe, 2009. So like I've been around forever. We've been around forever. The thing you have to understand is that InfoWars is, or was, we were InfoWars, now we're AJN. We are just the crew, the people, us, the hosts. We are the most censored media operation in history. And there are other people like Nick Fuentes or Ryan Dawson that might quibble with that and say, we're more censored as individuals. And I'd say maybe you can make an argument. We were deplatformed first off of all social media platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google videos, everything completely gone within 2 weeks. All right. So that's what happened to us in 2017. Everyone now thinks that we were deplatformed because of the poor families of Sandy Hook and all that, which is just simply put, we were not deplatformed for that reason. But that's the lie of history that they'll sell you in order to trash us. But in reality, you can say warts and all, maybe we made some mistakes over the years, but we're as real as it gets. We're completely viewer listener funded, viewer listener supported. That is why when you call in, I appreciate you so much. Call in 512-266-0642. I want to talk to you. 512-266-0642. I want to talk to you because you guys are the show. And that's how I've always felt. And I'll always be grateful to get to be in here and do the show for you guys. Do we have callers on the board? Do we have anybody? Anybody want to talk to me? You can call in. All right. Dave from FEMA Region 9, you're on the air.
Appreciate the opportunity, Rex.
Howdy.
Yeah, so, hi. I've been in the fight since October of 2019. Woke up and shed my blue blazer, gave up on the country club Republicans. But man, I'll tell you, it's tough now. I'm going to go to a job. I can only get a part-time job working 20 hours a week, 25 hours a week at $20 an hour. Can't pay my mortgage, can't pay my car payment, right? But so the entire government has lost sight of American citizens first.
Yep.
I'm not a MAGA guy unless we use MAGA for Make America Godly Again.
Right.
But it just seems it's clear that the legislative branch is against we the people, the judicial branch is against we the people, and now the executive branch is against we the people. Like, I don't understand why J.D. Vance doesn't march his ass over to the Senate, take the gavel from Thune, and get our stuff done, right? Because on August 4th, the unconstitutional Motor Voter Act is going to kick in, and we're not going to be able to change any of the dirty voter rolls after August 4th.
Break that down.
It's a 90-day hiatus after that.
Break that down for people. Explain that.
So back in 1993, they passed the Motor Voter Act. It's called something else, but that's right. the street name of it. It went into effect on the 1st of January 1995. And there's a provision in there that because they don't want to mess with voter rolls, there's a 90-day blackout period before an election. So if the... What the Senate has done, and the House has done this whole session as well, they can just keep tapping along all the legislation that's supposed to help we the people. It's not President Trump. He's immaterial, this whole conversation. It's about we the people. So they haven't taken any hard votes. So we don't even know in the primary season who really stands with us. And Thune's doing the same thing now. He won't take actual votes to see who
well,
we
that's
need
to
the thing. Out of office.
That's the thing. It's like the Democrats have a knife and the Republicans are like the people of Stockholm Syndrome helping them out. Like that's basically what we're talking about here. And then they go, hey, you're saying you'll support the Republicans. They're the only ones that can save us because they're not tied up. And it's like, yeah, they're about to give the keys to the kingdom to these people. Like it's not us trying to hold Trump. And my dad always says this, and I got mad watching the show when he would say this, when he'd say hold Trump's feet to the fire. I now totally understand it. Holding someone's feet to the fire is not a nice thing to do. It's not nice. Like, it's really not nice. And like, that's what I'm trying to do. What do you think?
Well, the way I describe it is the GOP, the feckless, gelded, old, pathetic party. I mean, most of those people have been in there 30, 40 years.
Based. Dude, I love that.
Collaborationist cuck-servatives. Mm-hmm. I want to create a new term, MINOs, MAGA in name only. And MAGA, again, stands for Make America Godly Again. We got to keep American citizens first. We're worried about all this stuff in Persia. Get the illegals off of my street in Phoenix so I can get a job, right? Let's take over Minnesota. Let's get all the H-1B visas out of Texas. Get rid of all your halal foods down in the Republic of Texas.
Don't. You can't be racist. We're going to have to accept 600,000 Chinese immigrants because that's MAGA. Would that be a MINO position?
Yeah, it would be.
All right.
MAGA in name only.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Gay Frog in Florida. What's going on, Gay Frog?
Hi, Rex. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I caught in with Harrison before because I was hearing this on Asmongold, and I was laughing about it. So Asmongold is pro-war, but I still love him because he's trying to be more moderate with it, but I think I want to take Harrison's position on it. I think the problem is that we treat people so nice and so kind that they take advantage of us a lot. And what I'm seeing is that all these leftists are bringing in Muslims to the country. They're speed running fascism so fast that even we couldn't do it. Like, they call Nick Fuentes extreme, but for me, I'm a Gorger, by the way. For me, Nick is the most kindest, sweetest person you could ever meet compared to like what other people.
No, you're right. No, hold on. This is a good call. It can stay on. No, it's the road to hell. And they're like paving it in front of us and saying, hey, you're trying to get a cart to come on this road. And it's like, well, you're creating the system to bring that in. The coalition was destroyed. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden blew up the Democratic Party. It was over. And imagine the reversal and where we are now and how colossally you have to F it up. What do you think?
I actually agree. This is why I did not like the interview yesterday. I think you did a good job. I think you need to improve a little bit on the rhetoric. I think you have to take a Nick Fuentes approach to it. You actually are right. There is no, we're taking all the immigrants out. When was this? He literally said, I want to staple green cards to diplomas. Okay, so which one is it? This is what Nick talks about a lot, is that we are going through one area and then mixing it up with another, and then we're not going straight forward in a sensible way. So
for sure,
he did this.
That's a good point. When it comes to the Andrew Wilson thing yesterday, here's the thing. Like, he's a trained fighter when it comes to this, and it's a lot harder to like sit in the chair and like these things. I argue for what I believe in because I believe in it. He argues for what he argues for so that he can have like an invincible position. Like that's basically the difference. So it's almost like you're debating, like, is it in good faith? Is it in bad faith? I would say it's in good faith because I do think he genuinely holds the position. I just think it's delusional, but I definitely do need to improve. What do you think about people that want to have it both ways? They want to say it's not a war, but now it's a war and they don't support it.
I think on the Middle East in general, when you're looking at both sides, when these people say, both sides are not extreme and Israel is correct to kill terrorists like Asmongold, it's like, okay, no, both of them are insane. Both of them are terrorists. And this broad definition that everybody wants to always point, we're not the terrorists, even though we blew up a school for the children. But they're wrong when they go on to October 7th. It's like, no, both of you are crazy and both of you deserve...
No, jihad means holy war. Are we not doing a holy war on them to take out the nukes so they don't destroy Israel because Israel is the 3,000-year-old state in the Bible that can't ever be destroyed?
But we're not even doing a jihad war. This is just a genocide in general. This is worse than Hitler, because at least he was arguing on a racial basis. This is just murdering people for fun.
Yeah, they want World War III. They want nuclear weapons to be used, and they threaten them. Excellent call. Thank you, Gay Frog. Let's go to Ron in FEMA Region 10. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex, how you doing? Good job. I want to just keep the Charlie Kirk thing front and center because it's pretty obvious. The film, what Candace is doing, nobody shot him from a distance. That was probably, you've heard the exploding pagers. I'm thinking it's a mic, directional hit. If you look on Rince's site, he says the brown shirt man shot him with a hand pistol. No, I think he actually detonated.
Why can't it just be another shooter? Like, that's the most logical thing. Like, from the, like, why can't it just be another, like, gunman or rifleman?
I think it's all a decoy, and the footage is just so grainy.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Like, there's so many, like, assumptions, right? We have to target, like, an intelligence gathering. You look for the key assumptions to try to find out, like, what's right or wrong. Is it the Tyler in the video, or is it not Tyler in the video? Because if it's not Tyler in the video and the video is real and there was somebody doing those maneuvers up on the roof, and I see people online saying, oh, it's easy to go do that. Anyway, oh, I could go do that. Go to a jiu-jitsu class and go shrimp 100 yards on the ground and go get, like, tell me how fast you can do it. That guy is very clearly trained. I interviewed two girls that were at the Tyler Robinson trial. They described him as very sickly and gangly looking. I'm relatively athletic. I could move around on the ground. I could not move that fast. So
now, that whole thing's a decoy to get everybody off the scent. It wasn't a shooter. It was up close and personal, and they did it. 9/10, the day before 9/11. I think some of the same culprits might be involved.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you, Ron. Let's go to Charlene in Alabama. Charlene, how are you doing?
Hi, Rex. I'm so thrilled to speak with you. I've been wanting to tell your dad and you as well for years that I'm probably here now because of your turmeric.
Oh, wow.
The doctors wanted to put me on a bunch of medications for lupus, and I actually had to retire early because of it, and I was just basically in pain in every joint in my body. Excuse me. And so I had been listening to your dad for, I guess, about 7 years, and finally decided to try the turmeric. And I did, and it took about 3 days, and I was magically no more pain.
Wow.
So I can't live without that. I have taken and do take quite a bit of your other stuff. The methylene blue is fantastic. All of it is, but the turmeric, that's my lifesaver. I have to have it.
That's amazing. And this is the thing, like, this is why I'm proud of what I do. Like, I'm a supplement manufacturer and white label. And of course I make things for Bigley as well, but I used to go door to door selling supplements with my granddad back in the longevity days. I used to be running around the warehouse, running around making products at the InfoWars store, and we had that. This has been my entire life, and all I've ever heard from people like you, ma'am, is that it's really helped improve your life. It's something that if you discovered it through us, it was really a game changer, in your case, a life changer. Just tell people about the positive impact supplements have had on your life.
Oh, I do, big time. I'm constantly telling people. I send and, do all of the stuff that I can do as far as sending videos and things like that. I'm a boomer, so, but I'm one of those rare ones that pretty much.
No, you're awesome. We love you, and we really appreciate your support. But for people to understand, like, before you're taking this, you don't know that you need it. And once you start taking it, it's like Harrison often says, you're like, wow, I didn't realize how bad I needed this specific natural herbal product, dietary supplement.
Well, can I ask you one question before
Sure.
you have to shut off?
No, feel free.
Nattokinase.
Right.
I've been reading a lot about that helping with the arteries, clear those out and all. But I'm getting a lot of confusing stuff because I just realized that one of the products y'all do has nattokinase in it. But I didn't know whether that has enough to do the artery cleaning or.
I would talk to the doctor about health claim. We definitely do have a nattokinase product or a product that includes nattokinase. That would be ultimate life force that you're thinking of.
Right.
Here's the thing. We sell a lot of blends. We also sell a lot of single ingredient products like that turmeric that we have. We also have that brand new turmeric tincture as well. So when it is a blended product, like if it's something that you're looking to be like, oh, I want to try nattokinase, I want to add this into my routine, this is an amazing antioxidant blend, anti-spike protein blend, which is what the Ultimate Life Force is, maybe I want to try that. But if you really want to try, you're targeting some mechanism of action things that are in studies, what I would say for something like that, talk to your doctor. Maybe there's enough in our product. You can also probably get it. You know, it'll be expensive, be more expensive. But if you want to be able to make the health claim, you got to be able to correspond with what your doctor is going to tell you. So.
Correct. Okay. Well, thank you so very much. And I appreciate you filling in for your dad this week.
Has it been bearable?
Oh, of course.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate
it. It's like a younger Alex Jones.
Very kind. Thank you so much. Let's go to Al. Fort Bragg, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Look, I wanted to give you some background on Anthony Aguilar that's not readily available on the internet because they scrubbed it all out. So back in like the early or about the 20 teens, maybe 2012 or so, he was brought in. There was a big kerfuffle out at Camp McCall. That's where Green Berets are born. Okay, it's over by Fort Bragg. It's where, like, they call it Pineland. Well, they call all of the operational area for Robin Sage Pineland, but that's where Green Berets do their training for Special Forces Assessment and Selection. Okay, and so what happened was that someone fired off an email on a Proton email address, and they accused the instructors and a lot of people out here partying, drinking beer and hiring strippers and all kinds of stuff out there. And it wasn't true at all. But there was a major shakeup over at the Special Warfare Center at Bragg. And so they brought in a guy named Major General Roberson. And along with him came Anthony Aguilar, okay? And so he worked for Major General Roberson. They started a podcast on YouTube back then, and it was called the Pineland Underground Podcast. You can look it up now, but all of his videos have been scrubbed. They were scrubbed right around 2022. Right around.
I run out of time. Like, actually, what do you make a point real quick?
He's not what he seems, and I've got a lot more information on him than that. But if you'll go look up what I told you, I think you'll find out that, you know, he's running on the Green Party. We just redistricted in North Carolina. The Supreme Court upheld it. We just got in our guy in that district. And he's running on the Green Party for low housing, free health care for all. I mean, it's absolute socialist. And he's not what he seems to be. Okay?
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. All right. We're going to be back with Harrison Smith coming right up. You're going to want to catch the War Room. Like I always say, please share live links, live feeds. People need to know what you know. People need to know about the broadcast, the guests, the interviews, everything that we do here, especially the news and critical information. I know Harrison's definitely going to be loaded for bore, and he's going to have some serious headlines to break to you, some serious discussions, topics, guests of his own. I just really appreciate you guys. It was always my dream to do this. I really never thought I was good enough to. But it really just does take practice, and I learned a lot more over the years than I thought that I did. So thank you all for being there for me. It means a lot.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground, they dig their tunnels, they drive it to the refinery, they melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.